Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us, and we pray that your blessing will be upon us. We're going to turn now to the scriptures, Lord, and we acknowledge we need the Spirit of God to explain the truth to us.
我们现在转向那个神的真理，我们也知道呢，我们需要那个神的圣灵来向我们解释。
Help us to understand, help us to believe, help us to obey.
帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去相信，帮助我们去顺服。
And so, Lord, there are many things that are difficult to understand, much confusion, and we pray that you'll just clarify these truths in our minds.
很多事情呢，就是有点难，就是呢，造成了一些混乱，所以呢，我们祈求您呢，理清我们的思路。
So we ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and give thanks.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名，并献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, good to see everyone this afternoon.
你再次呢，非常的高兴看见每一个人。
The question is, did you have a good lunch?
问题是你们午餐吃得好吗？
Okay, I had a good lunch. Very good.
吃得很好，非常好。
So we're studying in the book of Galatians, and we're studying actually in Galatians chapter 3, but Sharon has a question for us that we covered basically last week, and it's a bit confusing for her and probably confusing for many of us.
因为我们今天呢，就是在学习加太书第三章。那么说呢，过去呢，上次我们学习加太书第二章，第二章里呢，那个Sharon呢，有了一个问题，这个问题呢，可能让他造成了混乱，但是呢，也可能给大家呢，也造成了一些混乱。
So, in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 3, we read that that Paul did not require that Titus be circumcised when they went up to Jerusalem.
现在在加拉太书第二章第三节里呢，我们也知道那个使徒保罗他并没有要求那个提多要受割礼。And
he points out accurately that in the book of Acts, chapter 16, the Lord says, or sorry, Paul says that he did compel Timothy to be circumcised.
也就是呢，在使徒行传第16章的第3节里呢，使徒保罗呢，他就是要求那个提摩太要受割礼。
So if Timothy had to be circumcised, why didn't Titus have to be circumcised?
那么提摩太呢，他要受割礼，那为什么提多不受割礼呢？
And if Titus didn't have to be circumcised, why did Timothy have to be circumcised? Doesn't make any sense.
如果那个提多呢，他不受割礼，那为什么提摩太要受割礼呢？这样呢，是不是有点没道理？
So, coincidentally, we've been studying on Tuesday mornings in the book of Acts.
所以呢，其实我们在星期二的上午，我们是在学习《使徒行传》。
And there we read very clearly that people do not have to be circumcised to obtain the blessing of God. They don't have to be circumcised to be saved. They don't have to be circumcised to live the Christian life.
因为我们在里面呢很清楚，很清楚就是基督徒呢，他不需要那个受割礼才能够得到神的赐福。我们他也不需要因受割礼才可以得救，也不需要受割礼才能活出一个基督徒的人生。
That's the clear and emphatic teaching of Acts chapter 15.
这件事呢，就是在《使徒行传》第十五章里的一个不可更改的一个教义。
And when you get to chapter 16, Paul says to Timothy, "All right, Timothy, you've got to be circumcised."
然后到了这里呢，他在第十六章，然后呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你必须要受割礼。
So we'll obviously have to deal that, with that in a couple of weeks when we get there.
因为呢，很明显的到了几个星期后，我们学到那里时候呢，我们要来针对这个问题。
But right now, if we had to, right now we've got to decide what the logic is, why Timothy has to be circumcised, why Titus doesn't. That's the key question.
因为现在呢，我们必须要针对这么一个问题。那为什么呢？提摩太要收割你，提多就不收呢？这是一个我关键的问题。
So the question I guess I'm going to put to you is, could there be another reason why Timothy was circumcised and why Titus was not?
你呢就是说是是不是有另外一个原因为什么提摩太要收割你提多不用收呢
So let me put a totally different set of circumstances to you. A Jewish man would not eat pork.
这个里面呢就是说完全不同的一种状态。那个犹太人呢他们不吃猪肉。
A Muslim will not eat pork.
那穆斯林呢也不吃猪肉。
So, if you were to be a missionary to a Muslim country, would you eat pork?
如果你是一个宣教士去到一个穆斯林的国家你会吃猪肉吗
And the answer is, you might say if you were having lunch with a group of Muslims, you might not order a ham sandwich. You might say, if I do that, I will offend this Muslim man.
所以如果你跟一堆那个穆斯林人在一起吃午餐的话呢你不会点一个火腿汉堡或者火腿三明治因为你觉得这样的话呢可能也冒犯了你同桌的那些人。
So, excuse me, if I were a missionary to the Muslims and we all sat down for lunch,And I said, I want to speak to them about the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ordered a ham sandwich. What do you think we would speak about at lunch?
在这个里面呢，如果我和一群穆斯林人呢，一起吃午餐，然后我要跟他们传讲我们的主耶稣基督，然后呢，我订了一个就是火腿汉堡。那么说呢，你认为在这个午餐桌上，我们会讨论什么呢？
Well, I would greatly offend them if I had a ham sandwich. And so at lunch, we would probably spend a lot of time talking about whether or not we should eat pork.
因为这个里面呢就是呢如果我订了一个火腿三明治的话呢就是呢肯定很大的刺激冒犯他们那么我们要花大量的时间来讨论是不是应该吃猪肉。
So the question is, what do you want to talk about at lunch?
是你在午餐的时候你想讨论什么
Well, I would say, I don't want to talk at lunch. I don't want to talk about whether to eat pork or not. That's not what it's all about. So I would have a chicken sandwich and we'd talk about Jesus.
所以呢我说呢我就不想去在那个里面去讨论是不是要吃猪肉我的午餐应该吃什么我宁愿就是说我预定一个鸡肉三明治然后再跟他们讨论我们的主耶稣基督
If I had a pork sandwich a ham sandwich we would spend all we waste all the time talking about pork It's not that important
因为如果我订了一个猪肉或者说火腿三明治的话呢那么说呢我们要花大量时间来讨论是不是应该吃猪肉这个并不是重要的一个问题。
Now, when Paul goes to Jerusalem and takes Titus with him, the key issue is, do you have to be circumcised or not?
因为当时呢，使徒保罗把那个提多呢带到耶路撒冷去，这个关键的问题呢，就是说呢，你是不是应该那个受割礼呢？
And in order to deal with that very important subject, Paul says, I'm bringing Titus and he will not be circumcised because I want to talk about circumcision. It is the key issue.
所以呢，就是说呢，使徒保罗他就决定，他说呢，我要把提多带去。提多带去呢，因为我不让他受割礼，因为我们去耶路撒冷就是要讨论受割礼的这个问题，这个才是一个关键的我们要谈的问题。
But in Acts chapter 16, they were in the city of Derbe.
所以呢，在那个使徒行传第十六章呢，他们是在一个叫 Derby 的城市里。
And Paul wanted to talk to the Jewish people in German in Derby about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以使徒保罗想跟那个 Derby 的那些人呢，讲我们的主耶稣基督的福音。
And he didn't want to get sidetracked.Away from that message by talking about circumcision. It wasn't the issue. The issue is Jesus, not circumcision.
所以呢，他不想在那里讲的时候呢，把题目带偏了。他那个主要是说是那个时候去跟他们讲受割礼的事情，但在那一次呢，受割礼并不是一个关键的问题。
And so in Acts 16,Paul says, Timothy, you get to be circumcised. Everybody knows your father's a Greek. You get to be circumcised. So all the people will say that's not important. What is important is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你这个呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说呢，提摩太呢，你应该受割礼，尽管所有的人都知道你父亲是个希腊人，但是呢，我们要去传讲主耶稣基督，所以呢，你每个人让每个人知道你受了割礼，我们就不谈这个事情了。
Now, I guess the summary of all this is what Paul says elsewhere. He says, "I have become all things to all men."So that by all means I might save some.
因为使徒保罗说呢，我要变成的所有的像所有的人那样，或者是像所有的人的所有的方式那样。如果说这个可以让人得救的话。
So some of you the other day were talking about this great man, the missionary to China, whose name was Hudson Taylor.
因为你们中间有些人呢，就是在讨论过在一些课程里讨论过这个一个伟大的人物，他是一个传教士，他是去到中国的，他的名字叫戴德生。
So when Hudson Taylor went to China, he decided that he wanted to wear Chinese clothes.
因为戴德生去到中国的时候呢，他决定他要穿中式的衣服。
And he actually.Cut his hair in a Chinese style.
然后呢，他把他的头发呢剪成了中国人的样式。
So he looked like the Chinese.
他看起来像个中国人。
Why did he do that?
为什么要那么做呢？
I got lots of Chinese friends, but I don't dress like they do in China.
所以呢，我认识很多呢中国人，但是我并不穿他们像中国人穿的那样的衣服。
Hudson Taylor said, I want to dress in such a way that people will listen to me when I tell about Jesus, rather than say, why do you wear those funny clothes?
所以他说呢，戴德生说呢，我宁愿去是穿一件衣服，跟他们一样的衣服，然后呢，去跟他们讲主耶稣基督，而不是说呢，他们看见我就说，为什么你穿这些奇装衣服呢？
So our responsibility continually is.To do what we can do in order to, make sure that the gospel goes forward. And so sometimes you're circumcised, sometimes people are not circumcised.
所以呢，我们的职责呢，就是呢，尽我们的能力去做我们能做的，就是去能够尽量的去传福音。就是说，有时候呢，你要受割礼，或者也不用受割礼。
The Bible doesn't say you must not be circumcised. It says you don't need to be circumcised to get to heaven. You don't need to be circumcised to get the blessing of God in life.
今天圣经并没有说是你不能受割礼，圣经只是说是你没有必要受了就是为了得到神的赐福，为了去到天堂而受割礼。
But it's certainly not necessary.
但是当然呢，受割礼是没有必要的。
All right, now there are many people in the world today, in the year 2021, and if they have a son, they often have the son circumcised.
那现在呢，在我们的21世纪，他们通常呢，他们也有孩子，他们也给孩子行割礼。
And people might say, well, why would you do that? You're not Jewish.
现在有些人说，为什么你那么做呢？因为你又不是犹太人。
They might say, why would you do that? You're not Muslim.
他们也说你为什么那么做呢？你又不是穆斯林。
And the answer may very well be no, but the fact is that it's probably a healthier solution than not to be circumcised.
所以这个里面呢，现在的问题呢，并不是那个问题。他们受割礼的这个问题呢，主要是健康方面的问题。如果他们不受割礼的话。
So the issue here then, Sharon, is,what is going to be the most effective way of communicating the truth of God?
现在问题呢，告诉学生是这样的，什么是最有效的方式去跟别人沟通，去传福音呢？
In the case of Jerusalem, when Titus was there, the most effective way to communicate the truth of God is for Titus to be circumcised.
在里面呢，耶路撒冷呢，还是呢，当时的那个提摩太要去做的那个事情呢，是要他要受割礼。
And that is totally wrong. I don't know whether you corrected me in my, your translation, Roy, but the way to communicate the truth of God was for Titus not to be circumcised.But the way to communicate the truth of God in Derby for Timothy was that he should be circumcised.
其实他刚才讲的是完全讲错了。其实当时提多呢，他去到那个耶路撒冷呢，他所针对的问题呢，并不是说要那个提多一定要受割礼。那么提摩太去到 Derby 去传福音呢，那个时候呢，他的情况呢，他就一定要受割礼。
The same issue will arise when you've got to decide sometime whether to have a ham sandwich or a chicken sandwich.
因为这同样的情况也是适用的，就是说，当你在那个时候呢，你想要一个鸡肉三明治还是一个火腿三明治？
All right, now I'm not at all sure whether I've, excuse me, communicated that clearly or not. Do you understand, Sharon?
应该说他不是很确定到底这个沟通的情况清不清楚的，新人你有没有完全理解他讲的？他说是的。
And do the rest of you understand?
其他人理解吗？
Any further problems?
还有什么更多的进一步的问题没有？
You're all very good students.
你都是很好的学生。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3, and we're still on this question of circumcision, and is it necessary for salvation, and is it necessary to walk the Christian life?
在这个里面，在加拉太书第三章，我们继续来这样的一个问题。那么这样的一个问题呢，就是说呢，你是作为基督徒与神同行，你需要受割礼吗？你的救恩需要因受割礼吗？
And the Jewish people, having learned the truth of circumcision from the Old Testament, are highly attached to that principle.
所以呢，当时呢，那个犹太人呢，他们从因为学了旧约呢，他们在这个里面呢，他们完全与这样的一个原则呢，紧紧的连在一起。
And it's very, very hard to turn them from that error. And so Paul spends a lot of time giving argument after argument after argument to say circumcision is not necessary for salvation and not necessary for carrying on the Christian life.
因为使徒保罗呢，花了很大的力气去纠正他们，他们是很难从这个观点里被纠正过来的。所以使徒保罗呢，他必须这一个论据一个论点一个论点的去给他们讲，一遍一遍的去跟他们讲，就是说呢，你去得你的救恩，并不是一定要受割礼才能获得救恩，你的基督徒人生的继续也并不是说一定要受割礼。
Alright, so the argument now goes on, and I'm going to start reading in verse 6 of Acts chapter 3, of Galatians chapter 3.
他的论据继续往下走，他要开始跟大家读加拉太书第三章第六节。
It says, just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That is a direct quotation from Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6.
这个呢，第六节说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，就算他为义。这个呢是直接从那个创世纪第十五章第六节引用过来的。
Now the question is, was Abraham circumcised at this point? No.
所以现在问题是呢，在那个点上，亚伯拉罕他受了割礼吗？没有。
And so verse 7 says, therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham.
第七节继续说，所以你们要知道，那属乎信心的人就是亚伯拉罕的孩子。
Abraham was saved by faith, same way as us, without circumcision.
所以亚伯拉罕呢是因信得救，跟我们一样，我们也是因信得救，并没有受割礼。
And verse 8 says, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the nations by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham before, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed.
八节说，并且这经文既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
So he didn't say, Abraham, in you will all the nations be blessed if they're circumcised. He said, Abraham, in you will all the nations be blessed, and it's by faith.
因为这里所以讲的是亚伯拉罕，因为你，因为你的信心，所以万国呢都必因你得福，并没有说因为你受了割礼，万国必因你得福。
So verse 19, the conclusion, so then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. It's all by faith, not by circumcision.
所以第九节说，可见那属乎信心的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福，所有的都是 关乎信心，而跟不是说受割礼。
And then he goes on to develop a slightly different argument. Verse 10.
然后呢，他又稍微做了一些不一样的这样的论据，第十节。
He says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
也就是说，凡守乎律法的都是在咒诅之下，因为经上记着，凡不一直照律法书上所记一切事情去行的，就被咒诅。
Now, the circumcision is in many respects related to the law. And basically, the question is, are you saved by keeping the law? Would you be saved by being circumcised?
因为这个受割礼呢，基本上是跟律法是相关的，所以呢，现在就是说，那你得救是因为你守住了律法吗？是因为你受了割礼吗？
And verse 11, a delightful conclusion, but that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith, not circumcision, not the law.
这个呢，第十一节呢，做出了一个令人欣慰的那样的一个结论：没有人靠着律法在神眼前称义，这是明显的，因为义人必因信得生。这个因信得生呢，并不是说你是因为守住律法，因为你受了割礼是因信得生。
So the law, verse 12, is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. The man who keeps the law, the laws of God, then he lives, he does them in order to live by them.
这个第十二节说呢，律法并不属信心，只说行这些事的人就必因此活着。所以这个里面呢，这些人去行历史行律法呢，他们就是想活着。
Verse 13, Christ then has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
第十三节说，基督既为我们成了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着说，凡挂在树上的都是被咒诅的。
So the Lord Jesus bore our curse. He took the curse of the law for us. He was cursed and he hung on the tree to prove that he had taken that curse for us. Cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. So he bore the curse and he took it away from us.
这个里面呢，主耶稣基督为我们呢成了咒诅，他呢背负我们的咒诅，就使我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为所有的那个挂在树上的呢，他都会被咒诅。这个挂在树上就是一种咒诅，所以主耶稣基督自己被挂在树上呢，他就背负了我们的咒诅，使我们脱了律法的咒诅。
And the logic is that.Verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
这个逻辑是在第十四节里，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因耶稣基督可以临到外邦人，使我们因信心得到所应许的圣灵。
So, the Lord Jesus bore the curse.The curse that you and I were under because we did not keep the law. He kept the law and he bore that curse for us in order, verse 14, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us Gentiles.
这个里面呢，这主耶稣基督呢，他背负了我们的咒诅。实际上呢，我们因为守不全律法，所以我们被咒诅了。主耶稣基督守全的律法，所以呢，他背负了我们的咒诅。背负我们咒诅的时候，这是以便叫亚伯拉罕的福呢，可以临到外邦人，通过我们的主耶稣基督。
And so we get the promise of the Spirit of God, excuse me, and we get it by faith.And not by anything else. We get it because Jesus paid the price for us. He bore the curse for us.
现在这个里面继续讲，使我们因信心得到所应许的圣灵。我们得到应许的圣灵，并不是说是做其他的事情我们可以得到，是因为主耶稣基督呢，他呢，为我们付出了赎价，他自己呢，为我们成了咒诅，赎我们，把我们赎出律法的咒诅，下面赎出来，所以这样呢，我们可以得到应许的圣灵，是因着信心的。
So the law pronounced us guilty. The law was against us. Jesus died, paid the curse for us, and consequently, we are free.From the law of God, we now have justification by faith, same way as Abraham did.
这个呢，那个法律呢，它声称呢，我们是要受主咒诅的。那么主耶稣基督呢，他付上了赎价，他为我们呢，就是为我们这付上赎价以后呢，然后呢，他就把我们从那个律法的柱子上呢赎出来了。就是说呢，我们是因着信心得生的，就是说像亚伯拉罕一样，我们都是因着信心，而不是因为守着律法而得生的。
And so he goes on in 15, he says, Now, brethren, I speak in the manner of man, though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it.
第十五节说，弟兄们，就我就以人的方式对你们说，虽然只是给人的合约，却已经确定了，就没有人能废弃，会加增。
So a simple contract is between one and another. One man says, I will give you this money. The other man says, all right, I will give you this car. And there's a contract, the money for the car. It's a simple contract. You can't change that. Fred can't come along and say, that's all to be changed.
这个里面呢，其实呢就是人之间的这个简单的合约，就是说一个人说呢，我给你这份钱，然后那个人说我就把车给你，这样呢，他们两个人就签了一个合约。这个合约既然签了以后呢，一个人的付钱，一个人拿车，这个是不可能更改的，不会说某一个人过来说呢，这个东西就变更了。
Now verse 16, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made.So, God made promises to Abraham, and he made the promise to Abraham's seed as well.
这个里面的第十六节是所应许的，原是向亚伯拉罕和他的子孙说的。所以神呢，向亚伯拉罕呢做了一个应许。那么这个应许呢，同样是和亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And then he goes on in 16, he says, he does not say, and to seeds,As to many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ.
这个里面呢，神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
So the promise was made to Abraham and his seed, but that word is singular, which means the promise was made to Abraham and to his seed.Singular descendant who was the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个里面呢就讲的这个应许呢是向着亚伯拉罕的子孙。这个子孙呢在这里呢是个单数。这个单数呢说明呢就是说呢是也这个应许给亚伯拉罕，然后亚伯拉罕的子孙是我们的主耶稣基督，是一个人，是个单数。
Now he says verse 17, and this I say,that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed by God in Christ, that it should not make, that it should make the promise of no effect.
第十七节继续说呢，我是这么说，神在基督里预先所立的约不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许没有了功效。
So the promise was made to Abraham. Abraham believed God, was counted to him for righteousness. The promise is that the blessings will come to his seed, and his seed is Jesus. So all who believe in Jesus, like Abraham believed in God, they get the promise. 430 years later, along comes the law.And the law says, Moses said, you've got to keep the Ten Commandments. And that's all very well and good. But the promise had already been made to Abraham. So the law cannot supersede the law of belief because the law of belief came 430 years earlier.
你这个里面呢，其实讲到呢，就是说当时呢，神呢给亚伯拉罕的应许，亚伯拉罕呢因信称义，所以呢他是因为信心，所以呢算他为义，所以呢他也那个得到了神就祝福给他，祝福给他，赐福给他的这个福气呢，就是说沿着亚伯拉罕呢赐给呢他的子孙，一个子孙就是我们的主耶稣基督。那么任何的相信主耶稣基督的人呢，都因此可以得到给神给亚伯拉罕的赐福和那样的应许。然后呢430年以后呢，那个摩西得到了律法。那么这个摩西得到律法以后呢，这些律法呢，因为对亚伯拉罕的应许和赐福呢已经在那里了。那么说这个赐给摩西的那个十诫它是很好的，但十诫呢它不能废掉对亚伯拉罕的那种应许。
Now verse 18 basically says you can't have it both ways.If it's one way, it's one way. If it's the other way, it's the other way. You can't have it both ways.
第十八节说你不可能两方面都有。如果是这只有这方面就这个方面，有这个方面这个方面，你不可能两个都同时占着。
Many, many people today say, maybe God is like this. Maybe I've got to do that. I'll take a little bit of everything.
有些人说呢，就是说如果神有可能是这样的，也是我也可能做这件事情，所以呢如果是这样的话，那我就什么事都做一点。
Maybe is not in God's vocabulary.
所以这个呢可能不是在神的词汇表里。
God is true. If God says it, that's what it is.You don't say, maybe God meant it. Maybe God will do what he said he will do. He will do. Maybe is not there.
所以呢神呢他是说确定的。他说什么就是什么。他没有说你说有可能。你说是呢你有可能说你说有神有可能是真的。神有可能去说他要做的。神他就是真的。他说什么他就要做什么。
So God says, Abraham, you believe me, and I'm going to count it for righteousness. The same thing is going to be true of your children, your seed. And then along comes the law, and the law cannot change the promise.
所以呢，神跟亚伯拉罕说，那你相信我，我就算你为义。那么这样的，我这样的算你为义，这个应许呢，一直可以持续到你的子孙，就是主耶稣基督。再往下走呢，就是所有的人呢，相信神的人都可以算为义。就算是这个律法在中间来了，那么律法呢也不能废掉这样的应许。
So this is the promise of verse 18. For if the inheritance is of the law, it's no longer a promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise.
第十八节说，因为承受产业若属乎律法，就不属乎应许。但神是借着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
So if I said to you, I've got this nice whatever here, and I'll give it to you. And so would you like it? You say yes. I say, all right, I'll give it to you.
所以呢，如果我跟你说呢，我这里有个好东西，你想不想要？你说我想要，我说那好吧，我给你。
You say, oh, Harold, thank you very much. I like that. Thank you.
你说，Harold, 谢谢你，非常感谢，我喜欢那个东西。
I say, well, that's very good. Where's my $100?
所以我说那太好了，你付我100块钱吧。
You say $100? I thought you were giving it to me.
你说100块钱，你不是说是你给我的吗
？I say, oh yes, I'll give it to you, but I'll give it to you for $100.
我说是啊，我说过要给你啊，但是我给你是你要付我100块钱。
You say, well, it's not worth $100. And even if it were, if you're giving it to me, I don't need to give you $100. If I buy it from you, I'll give you $100. But you said, I will give it to you.
你说这个根本就不值100块钱，我为什么要花100块钱买呢？就算这个东西值100块钱，你说那你给我，你给我，我为什么要付你100块钱呢？如果我说我向你买，我会付你100块钱，但是你说你给我，我就不用付你。
Don't get the gospel wrong. You don't say, I believe God, he'll give me salvation, and then I've got to work for it. I've got to keep the law for it. I've got to do this and that to get it. If it's a gift, it's a gift. If it's not a gift, it's not a gift. You've got to keep them separate.
所以呢，就如果不要把那个福音搞错了，福音搞错呢，神说呢，救恩是免费的，你不用付钱。 但是呢，你会说呢？你说啊，我要获得救恩呢，我必须去工作，去有好行为，我必须遵守律法，我必须做这做那，就不要把这完全搞错了。是福，救恩是完全免费的，你不需要做任何事情获得。
So the law was given, and it was given for a reason. But the reason that the law was given was not in order that we could get to heaven because we keep it. That's not why the law was given.
所以律法的这个我们是有一个原因的。这个原因呢，并不说呢，如果律法赐给我们，我们就持守了律法，守着律法你就可以去到天堂。这并不是赐给我们律法的原因。
So the question now is then, why was the law given?
所以呢，现在问题是为什么，那么律法要赐给我们呢？
And that's the subject of verse 19. What purpose, then, does the law serve? It was added because of transgressions till the seed, that is Jesus, should come to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator.
这个就是那个第十九节你所要讲的这个意义。第十九节就是这样说来，为什么要有律法呢？ 原是为过犯天上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙，这个就是主耶稣基督来到，并且是借众天使尽一位中保之手设立的。Remember,
the promise was made to Abraham about 2,000 years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born.
所以你们大家要记住，实际上呢，这亚伯拉罕的应许是在主耶稣基督出生前2000年之前就已经应许了。Abraham
was allowed to be justified by faith because he acknowledged that God was going to provide a solution for him.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，他知道他被允许说是因信称义，也因为呢，他知道在将来呢，神呢会提供一个解决方案。But
that solution was going to take 2,000 years to come.
但这样的一个解决方案呢，要等2000年才会来到。
And so the law was given to give direction to the people of God, to those who believed on him. The law was given to give them direction until the Lord Jesus Christ came to complete their salvation.
所以这个里面呢，之所以律法呢是给那些人跟那些想要信神的人的一个方向，这样的一个方向呢，就是让他们只等到主耶稣基督来了。
And then it says, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator.
但是呢，继续说呢，并且借众天使，经一位中保之手设立的。So
the angels had the message, they presented it to the people, and the mediator was God behind it all.
所以这个呢，天使呢，它就是一个中介，中介呢就是神在后面通过天使把这个设立。And
so verse 20, now a mediator does not mediate for one only, but God is one. So God was extending the truth of God to Abraham and to the people through that, through Abraham.
这个里面的第二十节说呢，但中保并不是为一面做的，神却是一位的。那么神呢，通过亚伯拉罕做中保，然后把那福气呢，通过亚伯拉罕赐给所有的人。So
the question that some would ask for 21 is this, is the law then against the promises of God?
所以现在的问题呢，有些人会问，就是在21节里，律法是与神的应许反对吗？
And the answer then is no, the law was not against the promises of God. It came in later in order to help the people who had a knowledge of the promises of God.
答案是呢，就是这个律法呢，并不是为了反对神的应许的。那么律法的赐予呢，就是给那些后来那些理解神的应许的那些人的一个方向。
So verse 21 again, is the law then against the promises of God? And the answer, certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law.
21节就是说，律法是与神的应许反对吗？但乎不是。若曾赐下一个能给人生命的律法，亦就实在是本乎律法了。
There's a sense in which, by keeping the law, it might have been easier than having to believe.
你这里有一个概念呢，就是说是，那么说呢，就是守住律法可能呢，比那个信要容易一点。
It would have been simpler than having to believe, because sometimes it's hard for us to understand what it means to believe.
因为这个呢，比那个相信呢是要简单一点。如果有律法的话呢，那么说呢，因为有时候对我们来说呢，我们很难理解相信是什么意思。
And if there had been a law that we could simply obey and that would satisfy God, God would have given us that law.
所以呢，如果有那样一个律法，我们如果简单的去持守它，就能够被神接纳的话，神就会给我们一个那样的律法。
But it's not that simple. And there is not any law that could have been drafted that would have solved the problem.
所以呢，但是呢，并没有那么简单，就是因为没有一个那样的简单的可以把它写出来的律法，可以解决一切的问题。
So I'm going to tell you the story that I had in my life.
所以呢，我要跟大家讲一个在我人生里的故事。
When I was a boy, about 11 years old, I wanted to go to my friend's birthday party.
因为当我还是一个11岁的男孩的时候呢，我要去参加有一个我的朋友的生日宴会。
My friend told me that what they were going to do at the birthday party was not something that my parents really wanted me to do.
现在我的朋友告诉我，就是他们在他们的生日聚会里要做的一些事情呢，并不是说我的父母想要我做的事情。
So, my friend said to me, Harold, this is what we're going to do at the party. Can you come to my party?
有的朋友跟我说：“Howard，这是我们要在聚会的时候做的事情，你能够来参加吗？”
I said, well now, I'm not sure. I'll have to go home. I'll have to ask my mother.
所以说，我说，哎，我不是很确定，我要回家去问一下我的妈妈。
So I went home and I said to my mother, now mother, this is what my friend is going to do at this party. Should I go? Could I go to that party?
所以呢，回到家问我妈妈说：“妈妈，我的朋友呢要有一个聚会，他说这是我们要在那个聚会要做的一些事情，所以妈妈，我应该去吗？我能去吗？”
Well, she said to me, do you think you should go to the party? She said, you know that your father and I have told you that there were things like that that you should not do, but you're 11 years old now. What do you think you should do?
因为他说呢，我妈妈跟我说，说你认为你是不是应该去呢？但是呢，你是很知道的，我和你的爸爸呢，不想让你去做那样的事情，也是不被允许的。那么现在你已经11岁了， 你认为你是应该去呢，还是不应该去呢？
I said, well, frankly, I don't know. What do you think I should do?
所以我说呢，坦率地说呢，我也不知道。你认为我应该怎么做呢？
He said, well, why don't you know? You're 11 years old now. Why don't you know?
那你为什么不知道呢？因为你已经是11岁了，你为什么不知道？
I thought, you know, life would be a whole lot easier, mother, if you would just say yes or no.
所以我跟妈妈说，妈妈，我的生活呢会变得非常容易，如果你只告诉我是或者不是。
And I said, well, why don't you just say yes or no?
你为什么只就简单的就讲是或者不是？
Because she said, I'm not always going to be able to answer all your questions.You've got to say yes or no based on what you know the Lord Jesus wants you to do. Now, you are going to have to pray, and you're going to have to read your Bible, and you are going to have to decide on the basis of what the Bible says and your conscience what you should do.
先生呢，实际上呢，就是说呢，我不是总是能够在那里回答你的问题，但是呢，你应该呢自己决定你要做怎么去做，你应该呢就是去根据你现在现有的知识，你是应该知道的，你应该去读圣经，你应该去祷告，你应该去看想想主耶稣基督要你做什么，你该做什么，所以你自己应该有这样的能力，你去做出决定这件事情你是该做还是不该做，基于你对圣经的知识。
And I said, it would sure be a lot easier if I didn't have to believe all I had to do was what the law said.
所以呢，我说呢，这个如果呢，对我来说就容易多了。我不一定呢，非要相信，我只是照着律法告诉我做的做就行了。
As a matter of fact, I had some friends who weren't Christians.
事实上呢，我有些朋友呢，他们也是基督徒。
They went to another place that was called a church, but they didn't believe God. They just kept the laws.
他们去到另外一些教会，被称之为教会，但是他们却不相信神，他们只是说要守住律法。
And I said to myself, sure be a lot easier for my friends. They just asked the priest what he thought, and then they could do that. But I've got to read my Bible. I've got to pray. I've got to ask the Lord to help me believe what is right.
现在我说呢，对他们来说是不是很容易呢？他们只是要去问他们想不想能不能做什么事情，就只是问他们的那个神父就行了。那么说呢，对我来说呢，我必须去读圣经，我必须去祷告，我必须去就想知道主耶稣基督想不想要我去做这样的事情。
Well, the end of the story is that I prayed about it.
所以那个故事的结尾是我为此祷告了。
And I asked the Lord to lead me.
我祈求神呢领导我。
And I said, I don't think I should go.
我对我自己说呢，我不认为我应该去。
And to make the long story short, but I've got to tell you the rest of the story. I spoke to that friend with his family there.
因为长话短说，我呢就去跟我的朋友去见他们，他们呢他的家人在那里。
And his sister started to laugh at me.
他的那个姐姐呢就开始嘲笑我。
And she said, "Oh, Harold can't come with us because I'm not sure what she said, but she was laughing as much as to say, Harold is a sissy. Harold is just a goody-goody. Harold is too bad for Harold."
所以呢，他们说呢，我的他那个姐姐呢，就是说呢，这个开始嘲笑我，他不记得确切他说的什么。他说呢，Harold 呢不能来 ，Harold 不能来，他只是个好的好的，他只是个那个什么 CCCC， 他反正就嘲笑他。
A few years later, we had a little club in our school, a Christian club.
所以呢，几年之后，我们在学校里呢有一个基督徒的俱乐部。
His little sister came along to that Christian club.
那个小妹妹呢就来到了这个基督徒的那个俱乐部。
And one day she stayed behind and asked the Lord Jesus to be her savior.
有一天呢，她坐在那里呢，她就祈求主耶稣基督在为她的救主。
And I said, if the price that had to be paid for her salvation was that she laugh at me, it was worth it.
所以呢，我说呢，如果一个代价要付出的，让她得救是她嘲笑我的话呢，那我这样也值得了。
The law is simple.
这律法是非常简单。
But it cannot bring salvation. What brings salvation is belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of the cost.
所以呢，就是呢，律法呢，它不能带来救恩，能够带来救恩呢，就是信主耶稣基督，不管要付出任何代价。
You can't be saved by keeping the law.
你不可能因为守住律法而得救。
Verse 22. But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus might be given to those who believe.
第二节说，但经文把众人都圈在罪之下，使这应许借着耶稣基督的信心归给那些相信的人。
Our salvation is not by keeping the law. Our salvation is by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的救恩不是因为我们守住了律法，我们的救恩是因为我们信主耶稣基督。
But he says, now before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed.
第二三节说，但在信心来到之前，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到那后来的信心被启示出来。
Okay. Faith can only come when there's a certain amount of knowledge.
所以呢，信心呢，只是能够来到就是说，当你有足够的知识的时候，信心才能够来到。
And so before faith comes, very often the law comes.
所以呢，在那个信心来之前呢，通常呢，律法会先到。
Now, when I was in my story, when I was 7 and 8 and 9 years old, I asked my mother whether I could do things.
因为在我的故事里，当我还是7岁、8岁、9岁的时候呢，我会问我的妈妈，我应不应该做什么事。
And my mother gave me the law. She said yes or no.
所以我的妈妈呢，给我律法，她说呢，可以或者不可以。
Because I didn't have enough knowledge to understand the implications of what was happening, nor did I have enough knowledge to exercise faith.
所以呢，因为我没有足够的知识呢，去对将要发生的事情的含义明白，我也没有足够的知识呢，去理解信心。
And it's that way always with children. When they're very young, they are subject to many laws. You don't do this, you can't do that, you must do something else. Mommy and daddy make the rules.
因为他通常呢，对这些小小孩来说就是这样的。他们是在律法之下，爸爸妈妈呢，他们制定了这样的条例，你可以做这，可不可以做那，可以做那，不可以做这。
But when the children grow up, they're no longer subject to the detail of those rules.
所以呢，当他们长大以后呢，他们不再是遵守那些规则的那些内容了。
And in particular, in the home, daddy will make rules for the children, but he doesn't expect his wife to keep those rules.
最特别的是呢，在家庭里呢，那个父亲呢会制定一些规则给孩子们，但是呢，这个规则肯定不是制定给他的妻子。
Because the children want to please daddy, they keep the rules.
因为那些孩子们呢想要取悦于那个父亲呢，所以他们必须遵守那些规则。
But because the wife wants to keep the rules, she, not to keep the rules, because the wife wants to please daddy, she doesn't keep the rules. She lives by faith and she does what she believes he would like her to do.
所以这个里面呢就是但是他的妻子呢要取悦于他的丈夫，所以呢他并不用去守着规则，因为他有足够的知识，他凭着信心，他知道他做什么事情可以让他的丈夫喜悦。
So verse 23 now says, but before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed.
第二章节说，但在信心来到之前，我们被看守在律法之下，直圈到了后来的信心被启示出来。
Therefore, verse 24, the law was our tutor.Our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith.
第二十节说，因此律法曾是我们的教师，因我们到基督那里使我们因信称义。
All right, so the promise was by faith. Then came the law, and the law had the objective of keeping us.So that when we understood enough, we could believe God.
这个呢里面呢就是说呢那个应许那是已经给我们了。然后呢来到了这样的律法。律法呢当我们呢有足够的知识以后呢我们就可以去相信。
And in particular, when the Lord Jesus came, we could see the whole picture open up and we would say, yes, I believe Jesus. He is the provision of faith.
你这个呢就是当主耶稣基督来了以后呢所有的这个信心呢都被显现出来了。这个呢我们有一个很大的就很清晰的画面。所以主耶稣基督呢他给我们提供了信心。
All right, so faith was our tutor, our schoolmaster. Faith was the lawgiver. The law was the lawgiver in order to keep us going until the Lord Jesus came.
这个呢，律法呢，它是我们的教师，它是我们信蒙的师傅。这样呢，就是那律法呢，是让我们引导我们，直到呢主耶稣基督来到。
But verse 25 now says, after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor.
第二十五节说呢，但这信心既然来到，我们从此就不在教师手下了。
Jesus came. He is the one we exercise our faith toward, and consequently, we no longer need the law to be our tutor.Anymore. We don't need circumcision. We don't need the law. Jesus has come and set the law aside.
所以主耶稣基督来到了，来到了提供了我们信心所需要的一切。因此呢，我们就不再需要律法了。那个律法呢，就是说我们也不需要再去受割礼。所以主耶稣基督来了以后呢，他就律法呢就被放在一边了。
Now you either have the law.Or you have Christ.
所以呢，你或者要律法，或者要主耶稣。
And there are many today who call themselves Christians, and they're not walking according to the Bible. And I look at them and I say, what is the difference between them and me?
所以呢，这个呢，很多人呢，他称他们自己为基督徒的人呢，他们并不按照圣经所说的做。我看看他们，我说他们和我之间有什么区别呢
？And the answer is, I have the Lord Jesus. They have a set of rules.
所以呢，答案是我有主耶稣基督，他们呢只有一堆的那样的规则。
It's not a set of rules we need.All we need is the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
所以呢，我们并不是说需要一堆的规则，我们所需要的是主耶稣基督为我们的个人救主。
So the focus now turns not from the law, but it, sorry, not to the law, it turns to Jesus.
现在呢，那个焦点呢，不是转向律法，而是转向主耶稣。
Verse 26, for you are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
26节说，你们因对基督耶稣的信心，就是神的孩子。
And he says, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
It's either the law or Jesus.
所以你要律法还是要主耶稣？
So many years ago, I was on an airplane. I think I was flying to Calgary, Alberta.
所以呢，很多年前呢，我在一个飞机上，我是从那个飞到那个卡尔加里阿尔伯特的。
And I started speaking.To the woman sitting beside me about the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我坐在一个女性旁边，然后开始讲主耶稣。
And I told her a lot about Jesus.
我跟她讲了很多的关于主耶稣的。
It was a three-seater airplane. There were three of us. I was on the window. This woman was in the middle, but there was a man on the aisle.
你这个呢，当时是一个三座的一排，然后呢，我坐在靠窗子，这个女性呢坐在中间，然后还有一个人呢坐在这个过道上。
He said to me, no, he said to her, I'm a Christian too.
他跟那个女的说呢，我也是个基督徒。
And so he started talking to her about the fact that he was a Christian.
然后呢，他开始跟她讲呢，他是个基督徒的这样的一个事实。
And I'll be bold and tell you what type of Christian he said he was. He said, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
所以呢，他说呢，我不想跟你讲太多这样的那个人的。他说我是那个安息日降临的一个教会的人。
And a Seventh-day Adventist is someone who says, I believe in Jesus, but I also believe we must keep the law.
所以呢，这个安息日的这个降临这个教会呢，他就说呢，我相信主，但是呢，主耶稣我也相信我们要守律法。
And they say in particular, we must keep the Sabbath day. We don't worship on Sunday, we worship on Saturday. That's the better way to worship.
他说呢，特别呢，我们要守住安息日，我们不在星期天敬拜，我们是在安息日敬拜，这个星期六，这个要更好一点。
And he then went on to speak to her, tell her a little bit about Seventh-day Adventism and how important it is to keep the law of God.
所以呢，然后呢，他开始跟他讲一下他们这个安息日的这个教会的一些东西。你跟他讲呢，去持守神的律法有多么的重要。
He basically took the conversation from me, and he started talking to her, and the theme of his conversation was this. He said, I am a very good man because I keep the law.
然后呢，其实呢，他是呢，抢过呢我的话题。然后呢，他的整个谈话的那个主题呢，就是呢，我是一个很好的人，因为我守律法。
And he stopped preaching Jesus, and he started preaching himself.
然后呢，他并没有开始，他停止呢去传讲主耶稣，他开始传他自己。
I spoke to him afterwards. I told him he'd better go home and read Galatians.
对呢，在这以后呢，我去告诉那个人，我说你回家以后。
He missed the whole point. We don't preach the law, we preach Jesus.
我说你回去以后最好读一下加拉太书，因为我们不是传律法，我们传主耶稣的。
We don't tell people to go to work. We tell them to love the Savior.
我们不是去告诉人去做去工作，而是去告诉他们要爱主耶稣。
We don't say you have to go and get circumcised. The Bible says we have to live Jesus. We've got to. What's first, number 27 say? For as many as of you as were baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. That's what we've got to do. We've got to put on Jesus.
今天我们并不是要披上那个律法，我们去做那个受割礼。第二期节说的是什么？你们受洗归入基督，就是要披戴基督的。我们要披戴的是基督，不是其他的东西。
Few weeks ago, I was at the shopping center.
所以几个星期之前，我在一个购物中心。
There were some Jehovah Witnesses there.
那里有一些耶和华见证人在那里。
I said to them.Why do you call yourself Jehovah Witness? Jesus said, you'll be my witnesses. Why don't you tell me about Jesus?
所以我说你们为什么要称之为耶和华见证人呢？主耶稣的说你们要为我造见证，为什么你们不跟别人传讲主耶稣呢？
They said to us, oh, we talk about Jesus.
他说是我们是在讲主耶稣。
I said, well, you got lots of literature here. So show me the parts that talk about Jesus.
所以我说你这里有很多的传单，你给我指出来哪一部分讲的是主耶稣。
They don't talk about Jesus. They talk about the law. They say, I go to work. I do this. I knock on doors. I. Why don't you talk about Jesus? Tell me about Jesus.
所以他们不讲主耶稣基督，他们讲律法。他们说我做这，我做那，我去有这样的行为，那些我。你为什么不停止讲你要去讲，而去讲主耶稣
？Remember, every false religion in the world says you must do this, keep the law. They'll change the law. One says this law, another says that law, but they all say you must do this.
现在记住所有的这个假的宗教呢，他们都是说是你必须去作证，你必须知道，你必须遵守律法。然后呢，一部分人讲这个律法，一部分人讲那个律法，他们律法所有的东西都在变，但是他们讲一点就是你必须要守律法。
The Bible says, no, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经说呢，你必须信主耶稣基督。
So you don't really need to worry too much about yourself when you tell people about Jesus. Just keep talking about Jesus.
当你跟别人传讲主耶稣基督的时候呢，不要去担心你自己，你自己不重要，你要一直去讲主耶稣。
So verse 28 now.
第28节。
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free.There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自由的、为奴的或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
What's the difference between the Jews and the Greeks?
那么犹太人和希腊人有什么区别呢？
Well, they keep different laws in order to gain favor with God.
他们呢，持守不同的律法呢，因为呢，获得神的喜悦。
What's the difference between the slave and the free man?
那么说呢，自由的和为奴的有什么区别呢
？Oh, they keep different laws in order to gain favor with God.
他们呢，持守不同律法，为了取悦于神。
What's the difference between male and female?
那么男的和女的有什么区别呢
？Okay, the answer is they keep.Different rules in order to gain favor with God.
他们呢，就是说呢，他们持守不同的规则，为了得到神的偏爱。
Paul says, "You're all one in Christ Jesus." All of those distinctions break down in the light of the Lord Jesus. Each of us denies what we are and were, and we say, "All our focus now is on Jesus again."Those of us who were baptized, verse 27, were baptized into Christ, and we have put on Christ.
因为使徒保罗说呢，你们以前不管你们是什么样的，你们所有的人呢都互相否认，你们所有人说你是那，反正不管怎么样，到现在呢，你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。第二十七节说呢，你们既然受洗归入基督，就是披戴基督了，所以你们现在所有人不管你谁都是披戴基督了。
Now there are two groups in our world today.Who take this verse out of context and make it say what is wrong.
所以呢这里世界上有两类的人，他们呢把这句经文呢从完全不顾上下文呢把它拿出来，然后呢去做一些错误的东西。
There are people who call themselves Christians, and many of them are, who basically say that in the church,There is no difference between male and female, and therefore the women can do anything the men can do, and the men should do everything the women can do. That's not the teaching of God.
在这个里面呢，就是说呢，那些人呢，他们称他们自己为基督徒，他们肯定也是基督徒，但是他们呢，把这句经文拿出来说，男女呢，在教会里呢，没有什么区别，因此呢，女的在教会里能做的事，男的也能做，男的在教会里做的事，女的也能做，这个当然不是圣经教导的。
So you'll find the women preachers.
给你发现的那女讲道人。
And you'll find the women usurping authority over the men.
你也发现那个女性呢在男性的权柄之上。
And you ask them why they do that.
你问他为什么他们要这么做呢？
And many of them will refer to this verse.
很多人呢都会指出这句经文。
And that's bad.
这个是很坏。
But what's worse?
而比这个更坏的是什么？
Is that the...Bad morals people, the people who don't believe in one man, one wife, and a relationship in marriage only. These people say that men are like women and women are like men, and it doesn't matter who you have a relationship with, because you see, we're all the same in God's sight.
就这些呢在那个道德上有问题的那些人呢，他们说呢他们不相信呢一男一女作为夫妻，他们也不相信呢一夫一妻，所以他们说呢，如果男的和女的，他们引用这经文，如果说男的和女的都是一样的话，那么我找谁做妻子，找谁做丈夫有什么区别？
That is not what the Bible is teaching.
这个并不是圣经所教导的。
Alright, so I emphasize that just to tell you that many people delight to prove their own position by taking a verse of scripture out of context. It doesn't say all men are like all women. It does say that in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we all have a personal relationship with the Lord. Doesn't mean to say that we all have, we have interchangeable roles in our service for Him.
因为我们这个指出呢，主要是告诉大家呢，很多人呢，他们呢，就是为了支持他自己的观点呢，他们经常从圣经里呢抽一节经文出来，除掉上下文，就像这一节经文说的，他们说这节经文说的呢，所有的男的，所有女的呢，都没有什么区别，所以呢，因此呢，他们利用这个来说，因为我们都是在主内的，我们都是男的和女的没有什么区别，因此呢女的可以取代男的角色，男的可以取代女的角色，这是当然不是圣经教导，这是完全错误的。
And now verse 29, it says, And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's children and heirs according to the promise.
而且就说你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的子后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
We don't become part of Abraham's family by doing things. We become part of Abraham's family by believing.
所以我们成为那个亚伯拉罕的后裔的一员呢，并不是因为我们做了什么。我们成为亚伯拉罕的后裔里面的一员呢，是因为我们相信。
Back again to John chapter 1 and verse 12.
我们回到呢，约翰福音的第一章的第十二节。
And it says, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name.
约翰福音第一章第十二节是凡接待他就信他的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
How do we get into God's family?
我们怎样进入神的家庭呢？
The same way Abraham got into God's family. Genesis 15:6, it says, he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness.
所以亚伯拉罕同样的方式呢进入神的家庭。创世纪第十五章第六节说呢，那个亚伯拉罕信神，神就算他为义。
So John 1:12, like Abraham, we receive Jesus, we believe Jesus, and we get into God's family as well.
所以一个同样的方式在约翰福音第一章第十二节里呢，我们接受主耶稣，我们接待他，我们相信他，我们也能够成为神的家里的一员。
All right, well that's where chapter 3 ends, and that's where we will end today.
也就是那个第三章结束的地方，那我们今天呢也要结束在这里。
Now if you're like me, you might have found the lesson today just a little bit hard to follow and a little bit confusing.
今天如果你像我一样呢，你发现呢这个加拉太书第三章呢很难跟着的，也可能也会造成一些混乱。
But more importantly, you might have found it just a little bit repetitive.
所以呢，在同样的从某一种方面上呢，你会发现它是从某种意义上有点不断的重复的。
The book of Galatians is all about justification by faith, not according to the law.
所以呢，这加拉太书的呢，所有的那些说呢，你称义是因信，而不是因持守律法。
Well, you say that's all simple. It's what I believed all along anyway.
所以我们会说呢，这个太简单了，这就是我一直来相信的。
Why such a big deal?
为什么有这么重要呢？
And it's a big deal because that is the devil's primary, objective to get us to believe that if we keep the law, if we do what the religion says, if we do this, say that, go there, then we will get blessing from God.
这个里面是非常重要的，因为这是那个魔鬼他所的采用的一个主要的手段，他就是想让我们去觉得，就是说如果我们去持守那些律法，我们守住所有律法，我们去做这去做那，这样呢我们这个能够得到神的赐福。
And because so many are in error on this subject,Because so many start out believing that the only way to get acceptance by God is to do and do and do and do whatever the religion says. Because it's so important, Galatians goes over it and over it and over it and over it to make sure that we have it straight.
所以这个里面呢，就是实际上呢，就是说很多的错误，很多的谬误都是从这个方面来的。因为这个世界宗教说呢，你可以去做这做这做这做这做这做那，然后呢，你就会那个。其实呢，就是说因为这个问题呢是如此的重要，所以呢，这个加拉太书里面就是在不断的重复，不断的重复说，我们一信称义而不是持守律法，他这样的。把它这么复杂问题把它解决了，我们就可以直接的去理解。
Now the other side is that some of us could even believe that we need to do more in order to get acceptance with God.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们相信呢，就是说我们呢，可以要做更多的东西才能够得到神的接纳。
And when I was a little boy, I didn't go to my father and say to him, Daddy, what do I have to do? What more do I have to do in order to get supper tonight?
所以呢，当我还是个小孩的时候呢，我并不是每天去找我父亲说，父亲，父亲，我要做多一点什么东西才能吃今天的晚饭呢？
He would say to me, Harold, I'm going to give you supper tonight because you're my son. I'm not going to give you supper tonight because you were an extra good boy, or I'll give you supper tonight because you did all those things.
所以呢，我爸爸说呢 ，Harold 啊，我今天呢给你吃晚饭呢，是因为你是我的儿子，并不是因为你是一个如此优秀的男孩，或者说你把一个什么事情做得完全好了，做了那么多事情，我才给你晚饭吃。
Would you remember this? God loves you because you love Jesus.
你要把这个记住，神爱你呢，是因为你爱主耶稣。
God loves you.Because you said, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ who died for my sins.
所以神爱你呢，是因为你说我相信主耶稣基督呢，为了我的罪而死。
All right, those are our thoughts for today. We're going to carry on in the book of Galatians, and we'll see sort of how this works out into the Christian life.First of all, how does it get us into the Christian life? And then how does it work out from the Christian life?
今天呢我们就学到这里，下个星期呢我们会继续学加拉太书。但是呢我们要继续的说，我们这样呢怎么在我们的基督徒的人生里去把它完成，怎样呢进入我们的基督徒的人生，怎样呢从我们基督徒的人生里可以发出去，去跟在所有的一切怎么样应用到我们的基督徒的人生里面。
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer.
Amen, 我们的祷告。
Lord, we're so disappointed that there are so many in the world today who really believe that the only way they can be accepted by God is if they do more and work harder and keep the law more accurately.
记住啊，我们非常失望，因为在世界上有那么多人，他们相信呢，就是说他们只要那么他们能够去做，他们去做很多很多事情，他们去做这做那，他们去持守律法，他们或者更精准的持守律法，才能得到神的祝福。
We're thankful that you said to the Philippian jailer, as you said to us, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.And you will be saved. Thank you, Lord.
我们感谢您，感谢您，因为您呢对那个腓立比的那些狱卒，还有对我们说，就相信主耶稣基督，你就必得救。感谢主。
So we thank you for this good news. We pray that you will bless us as we seek to live it and as we seek to tell others about it.
所以呢，我们也感谢您呢，求您赐福给我们，我们也非常感恩。当我们呢，求您帮助我们，当我们继续寻求这个和去寻求和别人讲这个的时候。
And we ask now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all. See you tonight if you're able.